Morning. He's Vince Colonnese, and I'm Mary Walter.
Good morning. Jamie Whitten, we're so glad to have you here. Are you here? Let me hear you.
I am here.
There you
are. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you. So this has been a funny week because of traffic, and people love talking about traffic. But a couple days ago, this story comes out. Here's the worst traffic hotspot in the United States, according to this new study. And it turns out it's basically I-95 South beneath the Beltway is just like the worst possible place you could ever be driving ever.
It's right here.
It's unbelievable. So
I know when I saw the report at that, and we have it. We have the road. But it's no surprise. I mean, have you driven 95 lately?
No, on purpose. I've avoided that. That's
same
like,
here.
Because it seems like almost no matter what time you go, you're beginning to enter somebody's rush hour. Like, that all the time, actually. So
exactly.
So for years now, you've been covering this. Has it gotten a lot worse?
Oh, it's terrible. And I think part of the problem, too, is there's so many people that live in the areas around there. There's so many more houses and homes. There's Quantico. There's nice places there. There's great schools. And it just keeps growing and growing, and the roads just can't handle it. And they've tried to expand the express lanes and make different things. And it's a tough road.
Those express lanes have not seemed to alleviate in any way the pressure there.
You know, I'm still hopeful that at least it takes some of the traffic, you know. But people are still skeptical of spending the money. So that's part of the problem, too.
And the other issue, you mentioned the houses. I remember once with my wife, we were looking south towards that area. And the prices are so attractive because in the D.C. Mm-hmm. area, they're so high. And the further south you go, the more those prices drop. But then every time, in the back of your head, is you're thinking, wow, what is my commute going to be?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes when people are making that decision, it's obvious that decision does come into play.
So what are the other hotspots in the D.C. area that probably don't get as much attention because they're not featured in a study, noting that they're the worst in the country?
All right. One thing I did want to note, too, part of this 95 problem, it's obvious that this can happen because everyone trying to get to southern points, if they're coming from out of state, Vince, they're going south on 95. If they want to get down to any of the Carolinas, if they want to head farther south, they're taking 95. They're not thinking, oh, I'll take 66. No, 95 is the obvious route. So that's going to pick up not only our local drivers, but out of state commuters. And that's really a lot of the problem, too.
Right.
So that's it with that. And did you know that this study has it in the southbound direction only as number one?
Yeah, I feel like it's competing very nicely in the northbound direction as well.
It is. There is a stretch right in the northbound. So southbound between the Fairfax County Parkway and Fredericksburg, that's the number one hotspot. And northbound between Fredericksburg and going up through to that stretch came in seventh place. So they're close.
What a relief.
I know. And you asked about the other hotspots. You know, I was surprised. 270, there's a stretch of 270 in Clarksburg where the lanes narrow. That is always bottlenecked there, and that's a really tough stretch, whether you're coming south through that stretch or going north, even for out-of-towners, trying to get out of town for the weekend, getting up into Frederick. That is a really tough road, so that to me is extreme high on the list, too.
Yeah, and coming in at number nine is the inner loop of the Beltway in Maryland between Kenilworth Avenue and St. Barnabas Road in Prince George's County. Mm-hmm. That came in at number nine. And I will tell you, 90, because I don't go 95 south into Virginia. I'm never on there, so that's not the bane of my existence.
You're smart.
Yeah. 495 is the bane of my existence. It drives me absolutely crazy because, and it's the same spots all the time where there happens to be a curve in the road.
Right.
Because apparently overnight they put this curve in the road and it catches everyone off guard because it wasn't there yesterday when they drove this road that they've been driving 5 days a week for the last 30 years. And everyone has to come to a screeching halt because there's a curve in the road. And I'm like, for the love of all that's holy, just turn the wheel and go. Just please. Just
it's
go.
Hard. It's difficult.
The Beltway makes me crazy. Just absolutely, I do more swearing on that road than anywhere else.
Mary. Oh.
Well, you don't have the benefit of listening to Jamie at this time of morning. That's your problem. Jamie can soothe your temperature.
That's
can
true.
Bring it down a notch.
Because, you know, you get there, there's this huge belt. There's this huge backup. There's no accident. There's no reason for this backup other than there's a curve in the road. That's it. It's the only reason why.
It's amazing And so I'm glad you mentioned that stretch of the Beltway, because that is, any time of the day, you can find slowdowns there. And you know what they call another stretch of our Beltway? Talking about curves, I wasn't thinking about this before you asked the, brought up the question. Around the Beltway in Bethesda and Silver Spring, they call it the roller coaster because the curves past Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue.
That's it. The place. And it goes by the temple, by the temple. That's like the final curve, depending on which way you're going.
And we have an accident there every day, pretty much, right?
Because it's a curve.
And a delay.
It's insane.
So Jamie, all these years covering traffic here in D.C., the one thing I realized is that over time, people develop a sense that they've been driving the wrong way. That they've been taking a route that they shouldn't have been taking, and they've been doing it for many years. I'll use myself as an example. I was living in Alexandria, driving into downtown D.C., and I took the 14th Street Bridge literally every day.
Okay.
And I thought, and at the time, I thought it was a good idea. And it turns out the Memorial Bridge and Route 27 was much better for me. And somebody convinced me, like, hey, you should be on 27. It changed my life. Now, we've gotten a lot more traffic since then. Are there traffic secrets that you withhold from us? That's really what I want to know.
Well, to be honest, there's so much traffic right now. It's really unbelievable to me. There aren't too many secrets. So no, I can't think off the top. And I know people say to me, you know every road, don't you? And I pretty much am a little bit nerdy with that. So I can't think of any road that is much better right now at the top of my head than another.
So you know all the way down to the lanes, the places, and the circles? You're like all the way caught up.
I do.
That's pretty great. So Jamie, just to tell us more about yourself, how long have you been covering traffic in D.C.?
Well, see, that's going to give away my age, but...
Don't worry about that.
It's been over 20 years.
Wow. And so you have learned about it all. And so this area, you've seen a lot of change. The express lanes, not just on 95 South or North, how much have they helped alleviate any of this pressure around the entire area?
It's definitely helped. Well, there's expansion on the roads. And obviously with the express lanes, people are using the express lanes. You know, there are skeptics that say, especially coming north on 95 to get onto the Beltway in those express lanes, they look light, but once we have an accident, you'll see that will get backed up. So people are using it, but the comparison, when people are complaining about it, looks like it's not being used as much. We do want those numbers to go up, obviously, to take some of the pressure off the main line. So that's the hope. So it's definitely the price is an issue.
Yes, if they come down from like $20 just to ride them sometimes,
right,
then it might be more worth it to other people. Well,
absolutely.
Jamie, we're going to let you settle in for like 30 seconds here while we tell everyone that if you're interested, let us know what you think the worst traffic spot is for you or your family. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And if you have other traffic secrets that you can share, we'd love to hear them. This might be like a fishing hole. You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah,
you don't want to tell everyone
else.
Who's going
to share their secret with you? What are you, insane? They may sell it to you, but they're not going to share it with you.
All right, or sell it to me. I can
All
use
right.
that.